Labas and good afternoon, and thanks again for tuning into Independent Lithuanian Radio. I'm Kęstutis Deividas, and you're listening to us from KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. And, of course, you can hear us anywhere in the world live streaming audio over the internet at ktym.com.
Pavasaris bet kuo, bet kuo visi nustemba. Nuo vaiko namuose, nuo moterų girdyklose, iki vyrų darbuose, iki presuotojų gamyklose. Pasveikinkit vieni kitus, juk tai daryti šitaip lengva. Ir tavo rūpesčiai vieną dieną.
Well, that little opening piece of music came from the prolific songwriter Mari Jonas. He's a pop star in Lithuania, you know, sort of pop rock. And he has a couple of ballads, too. Actually, some pretty nice stuff. I had the pleasure of seeing him. What a great stage presence. He's sort of like a comic, you know. He tells jokes. He talks to the audience. He teases people. And then they perform, him and his rock band, perform a song. Anyway, that was Pasveikinkit vieni kitus, and I thought it was appropriate since we're celebrating Lithuanian Independence Day. The original Independence Day was, of course, February 16th, which happened to fall over the Valentine's Day holiday, so they decided to do it this weekend. So this Sunday at St. Casimir's Parish Hall at about 12:30 in the afternoon, we'll be commemorating Lithuanian Independence Day. And the main speaker will be Pasaulio Lietuvių Bendruomenės Pirmininkė Danguolė Navickienė. Now, what that means is she represents us, the United States, Australia, you know, New Zealand, anywhere you can possibly think of, Germany, Italy, countries in Africa, if there's Lithuanians there. She represents all of us, Lithuanians living abroad, to Lithuania, to the Lithuanian Parliament. So she's sort of in charge, okay? And she will be speaking on dual citizenship and the problems they're having getting that passed and getting Lithuania to accept that you can be an American citizen and a Lithuanian citizen, a Canadian citizen and a Lithuanian citizen, and so on and so forth. And you don't have to surrender your Lithuanian citizenship now if you leave the country, which is a little different issue than, say, if you were born here of immigrant parents. You can still get your citizenship, but we're not going to get into that. She'll be talking all about that stuff. So anyway, that's Danguolė Navickienė, who represents all of the Lithuanians living abroad, not only in the United States, but in the rest of the world, to the Lithuanian Parliament. Also, there's going to be a musical program starring Skaidra Jančaitė. I'm sorry, I didn't rehearse this. Jančaitė, yeah, soprano. And she'll be singing classical Lithuanian songs and doing poetry readings. So that'll be the entertainment. Anyway, that's this Sunday, February 22nd at 12:30 in the afternoon at St. Casimir's Parish Hall, the upper hall. Should be pretty much a full house. It ought to be a great speech and probably pretty good entertainment too. I urge you to participate, to support the Lithuanian community. And for those of you who aren't sure or haven't been around for a while, this again is at St. Casimir's Parish Hall, and that's at the corners of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets. That's Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets in the Silver Lake, Los Feliz district. And by the way, happy Independence Day. Now, coming up the following weekend, or the following Sunday, rather, March 1st is Kaziuko Mugė. Now, this is the annual Lithuanian Scouting Association's fundraiser fair. It's inside and outside. It's on St. Casimir's Parish grounds. You'll be served delicious food, breads, sausages, all kinds of stuff. Sauerkraut, I'm sure, and all that. The Grožinietes participate in it. You know, the older scouts, the younger scouts. So anyway, it's the Lithuanian Scouts Association fundraising event. It happens every year on the first weekend, always on the first weekend of March. And this year, that happens to be March 1st, Sunday. So show up around noon. There'll be a ribbon-cutting ceremony. And bring your little ones. If they're not familiar with Lithuanian scouting, they're going to have a great time. And, of course, all the rest of you who have been part of Lithuanian scouting for years and have gone up to Rambinas, to the campground up north of Big Bear Lake, up in an area called Holcomb Valley, you know that without this fundraising event, without Kaziuko Mugė, it would be difficult to maintain that property. So please show up on March 1st and support Lithuanian scouting. And if I didn't mention it in the beginning, there's going to be plenty to eat, plenty to drink, plenty for adults to do, plenty for young kids to do. So it's just a nice, wonderful afternoon there at St. Casimir's Parish grounds. Rain or shine, inside and outside. Of course, if it happens to, you know, get a little rainier than usual, we'll move everything inside. But anyway, you're going to enjoy yourself. March 1st at St. Casimir's Parish ground. Kaziuko Mugė, support Lithuanian scouting and be there. And finally, lest we forget, on the 8th of March, starting at 12:15 in the afternoon, that's also Sunday, Lietuvos vaikų vilties koldūnų pietus. That is the dumpling banquet, all the dumplings you can eat. You know what I'm talking about. Delicious koldūnai, dumplings, 12:15, the 8th of March. Okay, it's going to be at St. Casimir's Parish Hall upstairs. It'll be lunch, all the koldūnai you can eat, including wine. It'll be $40 to get in, $40 to eat, $10 from kids from 6 to 12, and anybody under 6, they can come in for free. So if you want to bring that tiny little grandkid and argue about his age, you won't have any problems. It'll be fun. We hope you come. We hope you participate. Lithuanians Children's Hope, Lietuvos Vaikų Viltis, does incredible work in Lithuania. Donating supplies, medical supplies, helping out kids with diseases. They used to fly out children out here to get treated. Now they do a lot of their work there because over the past 20 years, there's a lot of new facilities, and it's easier to buy the equipment and do the work in Lithuania because, frankly, it's less expensive, so you get more bang for your buck. You need to order tickets in advance. Call Ingrida at 310-780-0758. Get a pen or a pencil. Get ready to write this down. I'm going to give you two phone numbers for two different people. Either call Ingrida at 310-780-0758 or call Angela at 323-662-3559. That's 323-662-3559. Once again, call Ingrida at 310-780-0758. And once again, I repeat, this is March 8th at 12:15, but you need to make reservations. $40 for adults, $10 for kids from 6 to 12. All the Lithuanian dumplings you can eat. This is worth it. It's a standing room only event. Make sure you make your reservation. Call Ingrida at 310-780-0758. And I hope I'm saying her name right, Angela, at 323-662-3559.
sto girgello, do girgello, il rabo do io ad berello, io ad berello, il rabo do io ad berello, io ad berello. Su addio do barinello, do barinello.
That was a little excerpt from the Lithuanian folk rock band Kitava. Some people have told me it's Kitava, but regardless, I've also had the pleasure of seeing them a couple times in Lithuania. As a matter of fact, the first time I saw them was at Joninis doing a big show out at Kernavė, and I was really moved. Fantastic. First time I had seen, you know, live Lithuanian folk rock performed with enthusiasm, and the lead singer running around on a stage and, you know, urging everybody to join in. It was a lot of fun. And the second time I saw him was at a little festival in Šiauliai where they played for maybe 25 teenage kids, even 12-year-olds, and they put in just as much enthusiasm into that. But I could tell that the guitar player was a little bored. Now, listeners over the last couple of weeks have heard us talk about this Lithuania's manual for foreign invasion, you know, what to do in case there's a war or an occupation. And here's another take on it. Some of this stuff is repetitive, but this is from Radio Free Europe, okay? You got to bear with me because the way this prints, it, well, let's put it this way. It's so small that I can barely read it, but we're going to give it a try. With its mild climate and shuttered nuclear reactor, Lithuania's more than 20 years of independence have been largely free of both natural and technological disasters. But a new emergency response manual, which you can download, by the way, you can Google it and look for it and you'll find it, and you'll also find it on YouTube, is being distributed by the Defense Ministry, and it aims to prepare Lithuania for a catastrophe far worse than a chemical spill or an occasional tornado. The 98-page guide, which last month went out to libraries and army personnel in the 3-million-strong Baltic nation, actually now it's less than that, but anyway, is meant to grid citizens for the possibility of invasion, occupation, and or armed conflicts. The manual, entitled How to Act in Extreme Situations or Instances of War, may seem an overly anxious measure in a country like Lithuania, which lived under Soviet control from 43 to 91, but has enjoyed the security of the EU now and also NATO membership since 2004. Nonetheless, officials in Vilnius say the past year in Ukraine, with the annexation of Crimea and deadly fighting in the country's eastern Donbas region, has shown that Russia remains a danger to all of its neighbors. When Russia started its aggression in Ukraine, our citizens here in Lithuania understood that our neighbor is not friendly, said Lithuanian Defense Minister Juozas Olekas in an interview with Reuters. The examples of Georgia and Ukraine, which both have lost parts of their territory in wars with Russia or pro-Russian separatists, show us that we cannot rule out a similar kind of situation here, he added. Who noted in the manual's introduction that he had received, quote, frequent questions about our homeland defense from ordinary Lithuanian citizens. The requests from the citizens. The publication, which is also available for download, as I said, from the Defense Ministry website, offers suggestions and practical advice for everything from converting cellars to shelters to knowing how to react when enemy soldiers show up at your home. It also includes instructions for appropriate forms of civil disobedience in the event of an occupation, things like strikes, blockades, disinformation, and the online organization of cyber attacks against the enemy. Although the publication makes no specific mention of Russia, it offers advice on how to respond to a hybrid war situation, including armed soldiers with no insignia or any evident government affiliation, an obvious reference to the war in Ukraine, where Moscow has repeatedly rejected accusations of providing arms and soldiers to support separatist militia fighters. Lithuanian citizens who notice unknown and unidentified armed groups operating in their neighborhood or elsewhere should notify the authorities, the manual advises, adding that the Lithuanian armed forces have newly operational rapid reaction units that can, quote, respond to a threat and neutralize it. The pamphlet's tone is no-nonsense and occasionally wry. Gunshots outside your window, quote, are not the end of the world, one section admonishes. Another line urges that passive resistance should, at the very least, involve doing your job worse than usual. But many of the scenarios outlined in the manual are deeply alarming in a country with a 50-year history of violent Soviet occupation, and which just last week marked the anniversary of a bloody confrontation between independence demonstrators and Soviet troops back in 1991. People in despite its NATO and EU membership, Lithuania's geographic location leaves it permanently in peril, uncomfortably squeezed between Russia-friendly Belarus and Russia's own Kaliningrad Oblast, a coastal enclave and home to Moscow's Baltic Sea Fleet and a huge military base. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has begun to ramp up another form of pressure against Lithuania, threatening to prosecute approximately 1,500 Lithuanians who deserted mandatory military service back under the Soviet Union days. Russia, which is suspected of using its weapons and soldiers to aid separatist aims in eastern Ukraine, may be using that threat against Lithuania as a way of expressing its disapproval of Vilnius's open support of the Kiev government and Ukrainian troops. Now, with this in mind, the Defense Ministry manual prepares Lithuanians for the notion of possible evacuation, a prospect that would involve a drive south to Poland or west to the coast to catch ferry transports to Poland, Germany, Sweden, or Finland. The coastline headquarters of Lithuania's LNG gas terminal, of strategic value to any foreign invader, makes departure by sea potentially dangerous, however. Lithuanians are being advised to make contingency plans in case of evacuation, keeping car tanks full of gas, packing food and supplies in advance, and considering the special needs of elderly family members and, of course, small children and pets. In the meantime, Lithuania is slowly strengthening its military apparatus, aiming to raise defense spending to 1.1% of GDP this year and to NATO's own recommended target of 2% by 2020. Again, this is Radio Free Europe's take on Lithuania's how-to manual for foreign invasion. In the meantime, just got this headline in. Lithuania wants to buy self-propelled howitzers from Germany. During the European Union Defense Ministers meeting in Riga, Lithuanian Minister of National Defense, Juozas Olekas, presented his German colleagues with Lithuania's proposal regarding purchase of self-propelled artillery systems. According to the minister, Lithuania is interested in buying several, quote-unquote, second-hand self-propelled howitzers from Germany. However, he did not reveal the actual amount of weapons and or their price. Minister Olekas says that Berlin should evaluate whether Germany, which is currently reducing and optimizing its armed forces, would be able to supply Lithuania with the desired used weaponry. We always give you the weather in Lithuania, and we didn't in the beginning, so we're going to give it to you now. It's 31 degrees tonight, just below freezing in the capital of Lithuania. Tomorrow it'll be a nice day, Sunday 40 degrees with a high, nighttime 29, Monday 41 with a low of 35, Tuesday 40 again with a low of 35, Wednesday 39 with a low of 31, and Thursday back up to 40 and a low of 34. So actually pretty pleasant weather for the next 5 or 6 days in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. Now, you know, we read and we share these stories with you about, you know, Ukraine and the Baltics and flying over Baltic airspace and, you know, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. You know, listen to this. The British defense minister says that Russia could repeat Ukraine tactics in the Baltics. Russia could repeat the tactics it has used to destabilize Ukraine in the Baltic countries, British defense minister Michael Fallon warned in comments made to British newspapers on Wednesday. He said that NATO must be prepared for Russian aggression in any form and warned of a real and present danger to the Baltic countries. Quote, NATO has to be ready for any kind of aggression from Russia, whatever form it takes. NATO is getting ready, Fallon said. I'm worried about Putin. I'm worried about his pressure on the Baltics, the way he is testing NATO, the Times reported Fallon as saying. In comments also reported by the Daily Telegraph, Fallon described as a very real and present danger the possibility that Russia could repeat the covert warfare techniques it is accused of using in Ukraine and in the Baltic states. On Wednesday, British Prime Minister David Cameron said, talking about the situation in Ukraine, that, quote, effectively, one country is challenging the territorial integrity of another country. Those Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine, they are using Russian rocket launchers, Russian tanks, Russian artillery. You can't buy this equipment on eBay. It came from Russia, Cameron said. So we have to keep very firm and strong about the sanctions and say to Vladimir Putin, what you are doing is unacceptable and it will have economic and financial consequences for many years to come if you do not desist with your behavior, he continued. Fallon rejected the description of the situation as a new Cold War, pointing out that it is already, quote, pretty warm, according to the Times. Fallon went on to talk about the interception of Russian bombers close to British airspace and Russia's detention of Eston Kovner, an Estonian security official, an event that sent tensions soaring between Moscow and Tallinn. You have tanks and armor rolling across the Ukrainian border, and you have an Estonian border guard being captured and not returned yet, Fallon reportedly said. His comments came after hundreds of exhausted Ukrainian troops retreated from the strategic railway hub of Debaltseve following a fierce assault by pro-Russian rebels this last Wednesday. Now, if it seems like I'm rushing this last story, it's because I am. We don't have a lot of time, and it's kind of important. February 17th, most analysts have become so focused on Vladimir Putin's use of a hybrid war that they do not take into consideration that he could choose to wage a conventional war in some places, and most of these same analysts are also guilty of evaluating the Baltic countries as if Moscow would use the same and common strategy against them. But Marius Laurinavičius, an analyst at the Vilnius Center for Research on Eastern Europe, points out that Moscow could very well employ a hybrid war strategy against Estonia and Latvia, but use a conventional strategy against Lithuania in order to secure a corridor to it, gaining ground from Kaliningrad to Belarus. His argument is important for Western military analysts to take into account because most discussions about possible aggression in the Baltic region have focused on Latvia and Estonia, which have relatively large Russian and Russian-speaking minorities, rather than in Lithuania, which does not. Lodinovicius tells Delphi News that we devote too much attention to the threat of a hybrid war. Russia is a country which can act effectively in different situations. If it uses hybrid war in Ukraine, this does not mean that it will do the same in the Baltic countries, because each time it is addressing specific and different tasks. More generally, the Lithuanian analyst says, depending on its goals, Russia will use various means. It is possible that there will not be any war. It is possible that Russia will be able by other means to destroy the EU and NATO. If so, a war will not be necessary. But at present, Kaliningrad is underrated as a threat, as is Moscow's ability to use brute force alone. Another Lithuanian security analyst, Alexandras Matonis, says that since Putin became president, Moscow has boosted its military assets in Kaliningrad, and that now all Russian forces there are in a state of constant military readiness. This means, he says, that if they were given a military task, they would be ready immediately to carry it out. Matonis notes that Kaliningrad at the present time is a strongly militarized territory with big social problems and a quite high level of unemployment because the region is separated from Russia. Its labor market is isolated, and transit to the rest of Russia is either across the territory of Lithuania or by air. All these factors, he continues, represent a danger to and from Kaliningrad, and we know, Matonis continues, that a large part of the military facilities of Kaliningrad Oblast are located on the border with Lithuania. Many military experts, he adds, consider that the Kaliningrad Oblast is a place from which they might potentially attack Lithuania in the case of a conventional conflict. An attack is possible along the Nemunas River, as is an attempt to blockade Klaipeda's port. Another axis of attack would involve Belarus, as recent Russian exercises show. If Russia launched a conventional attack on Lithuania, it would likely use some aspects of hybrid war as well, Matona says. The Klaipeda's region population is multi-ethnic, and it would be easy enough for Russia to send in provocateurs and weapons from Kaliningrad to stir up trouble. But Lithuania's problem in that regard are less than those of Estonia and Latvia. We've run out of time. This is Kęstutis Deividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here at KTYM 1460 on your AM dial, and of course live streaming audio all over the world at ktym.com. Listen in next week, and thanks for listening today. Iki pasimatymo. Laiškų kapai sudužo, užsnūdusi naktis.